At the end of August, Governor Brownback, his wife, daughter, and a few state officials went to Israel. But on the day Brownback apparently met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Brownback's press office sent out a statement about him signing an executive order on hurricane relief. Not a peep about the trip before, during, or after.
It almost looks like they were pretending he was in the state of Kansas.
Washburn professor Bob Beatty says it's all very unusual. State Commerce Department says it was a mission to boost trade. But the Hutch News reports that the department outsourced trip planning to Margie Robinow. Robinow runs a business importing Israeli jewelry and successfully lobbied to prohibit state agencies from doing business with companies boycotting Israel. She reportedly joined Brownback on the trip. This may come up tomorrow in Washington when a Senate committee is scheduled to take up Brownback's nomination to be ambassador at large for international religious freedom. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Frank Morris.